King James says, therefore, if any man be, if any man be in Christ. That means you've been grafted. And you've been engrafted, been put in. You've been shaped, formed, and made lack. That you can be. Therefore, if any man be engrafted in Christ the Messiah. Notice what he said. He is a new creation. What is he?
A new creation.
What is he?
A new creation.
He is, and see, it's very important you understand this for where we're going, for the Spirit of God is going the next few Sundays. Okay? I don't know how far you're going to take me, but we're going there. He is a new creation, a new creature altogether. He is. He's not becoming. He's not someday will arrive, but he is. He is a new creature, a new creation. A new creation. All right. If you so decide, you step outside of Houston, Mississippi, Calhoun City, all these are known cities, West Point, Bruce, Tupelo, Grenada, Eupora, and I can go on and on, right? If you so mind, you had the quality, the equipment, the ability, the contact, and you had it all. You decide to step out. Nobody could stop you. You step outside and then make you a city. Wouldn't you have the power to choose what it would be like, what you let in it, and how it would operate? Wouldn't you have that? Couldn't you choose who you want in your city?
Amen.
So God did that. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. New kind of person. And not like the old one that you used to be around. He's become a new species. A new kind of man. A new creation. A new creature altogether. So, he said, the old and previous and more spiritual condition has passed away. When something passed away, anyone, y'all, any of you in here have had any loved one to pass away? How many times you go back out there and bring them back and dig them up? How many times you been to the grave to dig them up? So I'm going to get you out of here. You ain't looking for, because they passed away. You ain't looking for that dead corpse, are you? You're not interested in digging up, finding the bones in there, are you?
No, sir.
When you become a new creature altogether, why in the world you keep looking back at the old life you've been delivered from? Why in the world you keep trying to live what you've been delivered from and stay with what you've been set free from? Why you keep talking and acting? God is telling us who we are. We are talking about what? Respiration. Reconciliation. Being reconciled. Rescued. Redeemed. Yes. Delivered. Yes. Bought. Somebody owns me. Purchased me, have a right to me. Because he paid for me. And he owns me. He has a right to tell me and show me and lead me and guide me and tell me what I am to do and how to do it. But he gave me a free will. When you look at it, you say, wow, that God really overstepped his bounds. If I'm gonna own something, at least I'm gonna have something to do with what he does. Without giving him a free will to choose, but God so loved. Thank you, Father. That he believed you being created like him, that you were so loved that you'll do what he says. Lord Jesus, okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he said, what the old previous moral and what? Spiritual condition. Could we get that on the screen? We'll get to the others. Have passed away. What? Have passed away. Behold, the fresh. What? The fresh.
Yes.
And the new.
Yes.
Has come. What is it? The fresh.
The
new has come. But all things are of God. How many things? All in this new world, in this new created man, in this new kingdom, this man been brought into and become a part of is fresh, new, and everything in it comes from God. Y'all got to hear me today. Everything in it has what? Is of God. It is of God. And the Bible declare that God is good.
Amen.
The Bible declare that God will not withhold anything from us good. Am I right about it?
Amen.
The Bible also declares and tells us every good gift and every perfect gift is. You can't find good and perfect gifts on this earth. You can find some, but something wrong with them. And flaws in them. They are gifts, but they are not perfect. But letting us know from God, every good gift, not some other gifts, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Huh?